Hello?
Yeah, this is Lakin. Did you request a call back from customer service?
Oh, yes. I got my banker statement and I was looking at the transactions that was made, and I got one on there from y'all, and it's Central Trade Sand Hill, and I ain't ordered nothing. I've not got anything, and I haven't ordered anything, so. You got $59.89.
Yes, ma'am. Let me get it. Let me see if I can get that pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
27597. I looked it up to see what it is, and it says something like essential oils, but I ain't ordered nothing like that.
Okay. What's your first and last name?
Vonell, that's V, like in victory. Onnell Lee, Lee.
Oh. The number you're calling from, is this your best contact phone number?
Yes. Only one.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
1401 Green Pace Road, Zebulon, North Carolina, 277.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled. Did you take a survey to win a mixer through a sweepstakes entry?
No. State
Okay.
Sentry. I've never heard of State Sentry.
Sweepstakes entry.
Oh, a sweepstake entry. I can't remember whether I took. No, I don't think I've taken a sweepstakes. Not in the last few months, no.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks like your information was signed up from that. So whenever you do that, it automatically enrolls you in our Bytes meal planning app subscription. Basically, that is an app that focuses on helping you boost your energy, cut sugar and carb cravings. And you're saying you didn't do that?
No, I can't afford nothing. I'm disabled and I just can't afford anything right now. So,
All right, but
no.
I'm saying, did you try to win a mixer by taking a survey?
Oh, yeah, I won a mixer. They said I won a mixer, but they didn't send the mixer.
Okay,
I didn't
so.
get no mixer, and I think I canceled that mixer because I didn't ever get it.
Okay, so yeah, so basically, this is an entry through a sweepstakes to win it. So that means if you happen to win it to be selected, they will send it to you. So that's why you haven't received it. But I do see here you did cancel it. But the
Yeah,
reason why
because.
you were billed is because when you put your information in to win that entry, it tells you under the terms you automatically pay the $59.89 for the meal planning app. So that means if you don't want to pay that, you don't put your information in to sign up.
Okay, I won't try to win nothing else. But can you help me with that since it's been canceled? Can you help me get this off of my credit card?
Now that part, let's see, you signed up this on the 12th. Today is
The
the
20.
23rd. That's 2 weeks. The only thing that we can do about that is, let me go back here.
Okay. See, I didn't know about it because I just got my banker statement.
No, you're fine. Yeah, so basically the only thing that we can offer you is a 50% off, and that's only as a courtesy.
50% off.
That is correct.
What, who gets the rest of the money? Isn't that cheating?
No, ma'am, because when
It's
you signed up, that's what you were signing up for.
No, I was signing up to win a mixer and
That is
I didn't get
correct.
and the mixer pops up there and says you won. But
No,
then I
ma'am.
didn't get it, so I canceled it.
That is correct. It's an entry to win. If you win it, we will let you know that. You don't automatically just win a mixer.
But it says it. It says it. It pops up, gives you two chances.
Yes, ma'am.
And the second chance is the winner.
But when you read the terms and conditions, it tells you that it's an entry to win, and that by doing that, you automatically enroll to pay $59.89.
And you're telling me that I can't get my money back.
You can get 50% of it.
But that's making me pay $30, and I didn't get nothing.
If you want to go download the app, you can.
I'm not going to do anything else because I'm scared you're going to charge me more money.
No, ma'am. Your account's already canceled. They're not going to bill you for anything else. I'm saying if you want to download the app, which is what you're paid for, then you can do that.
Look, I don't know nothing about a computer. I don't know how to download an app. The only thing I know is Facebook to see my grandchildren. And that's the only thing I know about Facebook. But I think I'm going to cancel my whole internet because that's bad. When you can't even get on the computer without them charging you money.
Yes, ma'am.
It's not right. And you can't do nothing else about it. Do you have a supervisor that I can speak to? About this?
No, ma'am.
Y'all don't have a supervisor?
Not on the weekends. You can call them back on Monday if you would like.
Okay, because my grandson, he was a little bitty. He said, everybody's got a boss, Mama.
Oh, of course. That's everywhere you work.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, everybody's got a boss. You talk to the boss.
That is correct.
So, and he won't be as nothing, and he knew that.
Well, you tell him good for him.
Yeah. Well, see, they told him on Friday that he didn't have enough money to get a toy. He had to bring enough money to get the toy. Well, he brought enough money to get the toy, but they changed the price.
Oh, okay.
So he said, everybody's got a boss. Talk to the boss, Mama.
Oh, I don't blame him.
And they let him get it for what they promised him.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's what they do in the store, yeah.
Yeah, but they shouldn't do this on the computer. This is a ripoff. It's like a scam.
Yes, ma'am.
And there's
I'm
just
sorry.
Too many scams. We've had so many scams. You wouldn't believe how many scams we've had. It's terrible. I'm scared to answer the phone.
All right. Oh, Lord, she said I'm scared to answer the phone. Oh, God, you better just hang up then.
Yeah, but that's a scam. I mean, taking somebody's money and they didn't get nothing is a scam.
Well, no, being that they do give you the information, it is on there. When customers call in, they say, hey, what do I have to pay? Is it just, the shipping? I tell them, read the terms. When they read it, the information I'm giving them, I'll say, oh, I got to pay $59. Okay, that's fine. So I'm not going to sign up. So that's what you have to read.
Well, I don't read a lot.
Yes, ma'am.
I stay in a lot of pain. I'm
so if you're
going to
do something like this, you may
want
to get somebody to help you. So that means they can read all the information so that you'll know what you're signing up for.
Yeah. Can you take the $30 off and then I can talk to them Monday?
Yeah, that's fine. I can take it off and then I'll let them know that you're going to call back on Monday.
Okay, thank
yeah,
you.
You're welcome. Give me one second. Yeah, I know. I'm on the internet all the time. I know.
It's terrible. It's just terrible. Life just got scary.
Yeah, trust me. Oh, yeah.
I can't trust nobody. nobody. My husband, they called him and told him that they sounded like his grandson, and they called him and told him that he had got arrested because he went to his friend's funeral in Florida, and on the way back, they stopped him, and the boy had drugs, and he needed help.
What?
Well, that won't even our grandson. I said, that's a scam.
He ain't said nothing
about going to Florida. And so when I said it's a scam, they hung up.
Are you for real?
It's It's nearby every day, and they call me and call me grandma, and my children don't call me grandma, so I hang up.
How do they even get your information to even say this stuff?
I think it's Facebook.
That is horrible.
I think I'm going to have to just cancel Facebook.
Yeah, you're right, because how would somebody know what family you have?
That's right.
Yeah, because just like me, I wouldn't know if you had a grandson or not. So how would I know to call you and say something like that?
I don't know. They say they can take dead people now and make their voices real like they were when they were here,
mm-hmm.
and talk to you over the phone. My
what?
Son asked me that I want to talk to my nephew. I said, no, I sure don't.
You got that right.
He's gone. I mean, he's gone to heaven. I pray he's gone to heaven. He's saved. He went to heaven. So I don't worry about him now.
No, I don't want to talk to nobody that's gone.
No.
Mm-mm, they're just doing too much these days.
Oh, yeah. Mean. They ain't got no conscience, but they got to stand before the Lord one day, answer for everything they do. I mean, we don't have to worry about it. The Lord said, vengeance is mine, so we don't have to worry about it.
You got that, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get your cancellation number when you canceled it?
Yeah, let me get my pencil right here. This is my cancellation number.
Oh, I thought you already had it when you said you canceled it.
Yeah, when I canceled it. Canceled
I'll give it to you.
I don't even know what day I canceled it originally.
It's fine. Just let me know when you're ready.
My grandson might have canceled it for me. I don't know because he checks my phone.
Internet. Okay.
Okay, now. Alrighty.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie. Your number is going to be 920.
920.
557.
557.
297.
297.
Yes, ma'am.
And what date did I cancel that? So I can let the boss know.
I'm not sure. I think it was on the 12th, I think.
Okay, 412. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And this is the cancellation number.
Yes, ma'am.
Make sure I put write it down, because I sure can't remember. All right, I got the cancellation number there. I might have to get my grandson to help me. Can do that. He's pretty smart. He tells me don't answer nothing on the telephone. Don't tell him nothing. I don't give him information over my phone.
Mm-mm.
He wants to make sure. Okay, I'll call Monday.
Yes,
write
ma'am.
This on there. Call Monday. Thank you. Thank you for your help. Okay,
you're
the total
welcome.
Is now. What's the total now?
Let's see. It's $29.95.
Okay. $29.95.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And you
You're
have
welcome.
A blessed day.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.